Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gil G, will be here whenever the fuck he joins us. Let's do how we usually do it. Track after track. Fuck it, you know the routine. Y'all, here we go. Bogus, Trizzy, Illegal, Professor Fresh, Carnival Mansion.
Come one, come all, can I have your attention? Everyone's invited to my Carnival Mansion.
What?
Bogus Trizzy,
That's right.
Illegal.
Show them how we do.
Bogus Trizzy.
I'ma win the lottery, motherfucker. One day you'll see it. Sure, I win the fucking lottery, I'll buy a fucking mansion. We're still walking, then you recycle this in the kitchen. Well, everybody's stoked up and everybody's drinking. Even the juggler is juggling bowling balls while he's pissing. And the deep days passed out off the next sickness. Tony B is throwing up cause that's his fucking mission. DVD is known, so he's sitting down watching fishing. Well, Chris and Jared cheating on Bogus Bomb in the ditch. Now we got acrobatic hanging from chandeliers in their bitches. Cause someone shot the Bogus Bomb off and it fucking hit him. And one of them is stuck in my ceiling, he looks ridiculous. Everybody turn around, I don't need no fucking witnesses. I'm taking care of all these acrobatic fucking bitches. If one dies, they all die. Fuck you, I gotta get rid of them. We'll get some more tomorrow if you really need to fix it. But for now, I gotta kill them, they look stupid on my ceiling. The rope ain't made out of nothing but hair from head. We drive the little job bumping our system with no system. Just 60 motherfuckers packed tight in the trunk and they beatboxing. And they beatboxing. I said they fucking beatboxing. And we're gonna drive by and blast your motherfucking ass without busting a cab. We're just tossing midgets on the back. And don't they land on your faggot ass until I see a dead body in the trash. In the back of the mansion we got pole dancers. In the back.
Blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. fall. Poke your seat, take that long, the VHS and press record. You found 28 days later, no phones in the dark by the neighbors next door.
All hail to devil and night of blood.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
One, please. Roger. what? It's overstating. Roger. 73 miles downrange, 47.9 altitude.
Life goes on a line, I'm three sheets to the wind, but stay tighter than the strings on a violin. Yeah, I'm as dirty as they come, but still spick and span. I ride 28 inches on my creepy black van, and you can catch me posted up down by the trailer park. I'm selling bootleg movies from noon to dark, but at 9 o'clock, it's time to close up shop and buy some unsuspecting girlie who gon' blow my top. I like cruising by the Gap and the Old Navy. I be scoping out the milk and the old ladies, pulling right up to the curb with my widow's bitch black, right as and then release and do my thing and then I throw them back.
My in my bed, they don't never see it coming. It's all gone, kill it, play the rock, I love it. In my bed, here's how we do. I got something waiting for you. In my bed, they don't never see it coming. It's all gone, kill it, play the rock, I love it. In my bed, here's how we do. I got something waiting for you.
I never keep them very long because they tend to stink. And they've been fucking up my camel skin, zebra print. And I'm a motherfucking pimp, so can't be crapping my style. With some decomposing stank cone, wearing a smile. I gotta keep my reputation, I got clientele. I can't be pushing, finding Nemo with no funky ass smell. I keep my Chevrolet polished and my shag rug vacuumed and a sticker on the back glass. Said shit happens and I'm cool as a fan in my bird rental shades. But my future's pretty dim, that's why I can't get laid. So I'm gonna get it how I get it. Gotta get up in them bridges. I'm gonna get it how I get it. I'm gonna take it from these bitches.
My baby, my baby.
Come a knocking, you might see me through the neck, the face covered in a stocking, nothing on but a tune belt and BVDs, a chick tied to a shelf full of DVDs. I got that old school porn showing in the head, red try choking out this honey, but she ain't dead yet. I got her in the camel plus remote control stuck in her butt. She be switching scene selections every time she busts a nut. You might say I'm kinda sick and you might call me a freak, because I pull up to the intersections gripping my meat. But to all the freaky bitches, bitches, I be the man. I bet they never forget the time they had in my van.
My baby,
my baby, they don't ever see it coming. It's all gone, kill it, play the rock, I love it. They never forget the time they had in my van.
Band. motherfuckers living life with no spine. We got a like a flame, I wanna make these fuckers bleed. Like some booger on the street, selling pussy just to eat. Take the money and run, I wanna take out my heat. Pull up on them, out of sleep and put them 6 feet deep. Disrespect the psychopathic, put a tag on your feet. Go
to the devil for a 45, a black cowboy.
Find a knife in your back, cause I put it all on this track. Into this shit I'm committed, and I will never leave you hanging. Always keep the thing swinging like a fucking dope man. I'ma always stay slinging, drive-bys on these fake perpetrators stay banging. I'ma always stay the same while the world keeps changing.
I sold my soul to the devil for a 45, a black cowboy.
Dexter, and I'm not sure what I am.
Hi, Dexter.
I just know there's something dark in me. I'd hide it. I certainly don't talk about it. But it's there. Always. It's Dark Passenger. And when he's driving, I feel alive, 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 alive.
Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out. Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out. I'm a mix of God and the devil. My mind's never leveled on these instrumentals. I do what I do, easy, cause I'm cursed. Blood fiend, motherfucker, tell me what's worse. I am the driver of your hearse. After leave your bloody is hurt. I am the first and I am the last. Find me taking shots up the holy mass. I got my nine ready, cocked too fast. But you never know, because I come too fast. The color red, it always makes him come. All I hear is red rum and watching people run. I have no control, but it's sort of fun. My mind is fun, a monster I've become. Everything's a haze, I'm feeling kinda close. Stuck in a maze, you got the monster, well you can have it. A dark, dirty motherfucker, his name is Casket. Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out. Evil's loud, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out.
I have
have risen from the ashes like an evil accent, speaking to the masses, spitting acid, coming and flashing. Murder is a passion, no compassion, it's everlasting. I am the shadow in the light, bring the fight to give a fright. Cannibal killer, give a bite. Yo buddy, you better watch what you're saying, cause your blood I'll be spraying. Hang your carcass by a hook, now by the name of your book. Welcome to my hood, captain, look you shook. I am the darker side of justice mine, a dark passenger you will find. Together we ride, I am the guide deep in the mind. I will hide until the time I come outside. I need to kill, the feeling's real, can I feel? It's time for my meal. Evil clouds, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. Can't stop now, my monster is coming out. Evil clouds, can't stop it now. I try to bury it down, deep in the ground. Try to keep it bound, so it's never found. I can't stop now, my monster is coming out.
Burn the flesh out,
something like the video.
David Koresh out,
catch a riot, swimming for the hood.
intoxication filled with the medication. Sedation powder made from Haitians put me in this fucking situation. My lungs are cold and feeling like they exploded. I'm loaded, loaded all down. I'm giving you this invitation to come and visit me, come into my mind and sit a minute, join the spirit, take the time to unwind. And you'll find the DNA ain't falling far from the tree. Come from a long line of a murderous kind, so don't be fucking with me. You wanna check the history, just pull the newspaper clippings and find the trailer where it happened. I bet the blood is still dripping and I'm sipping on kerosene, and it's just to make me an able to let the world know that my family is more than a fable. And I might be the black sheep for the secrets that I'm telling. More than half my bloodline is laying dead or a felon, and I ain't telling no lies. My last name is the curse. I'm hoping that I survive, yeah, just to finish this verse. I see the hearse. Way back, I remember my father's expressions. When his telephone would ring at 3 a.m., you didn't have to stop and question, cause we knew that dark cloud was hanging just like a noose. The only thing on our mind was death, and who did it shoot? The time my cousin ate a bullet and my other cousin followed. When they sister heard the news, that's when the drain on God swallowed. See, my first closed casket just before I could talk, and I almost met the same fate just before I could walk. I lost my aunt to a pistol with a husband on the other end. 9 years old and I noticed the trend. So many friends dead and buried, many coffins been carried on a first name basis with too many cemeteries. And I'm wary of my own fate, scared for the kid to me. Cursed like the Von Erich, something like the Kennedy. Say a prayer for me if you're down on the knee, and pray to God that you ain't branches on my dying family tree.
Nobody's coming, man, or where, or a stair. It's a time to see. see the mortuary. Should I blame my Smith and Wesson for this situation? For the case I held, cause at least in jail, conjugal visitation. It's my addiction, my affliction, got me stuck in this position. While I face incarceration, will these demons get conviction? I'm in hell.
On my shoulder and the heat under the sea, they gonna come and try to take me away.
I try to keep from bleeding out, I try to keep it real. I pop the trunk and grab the pump and have you praying for salvation. Dump the slug inside your guts and call it thug ejaculation. You in hell.
On my shoulder and the heat under the sea, they gonna come and try to take me away.
Nobody's
heaven or hell, though it's hell, it's eternity. No doubt nobody gonna come and take me away.
And we are back with Gordon Ghetto.
In the ocean of life, have you ever come encounter with a catfish terrorist?
The fuck? Why did a terrorist become a catfish?
Well, obviously somebody did not watch Catfish this evening.
No. I've been on the WWE Network all day watching the Royal Rumble.
Sounds like a waste of time.
No. I watched Royal Rumble 98, 99, 2000, 2001. So, you know, all the Attitude Era ones, not the new ones. Fuck the new ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Casket's looking for you.
Who the fuck's looking for me?
Casket.
Well, did he check the cemetery?
Probably not. But yeah, no.
Where else would a casket find a dead body, Pimp?
Well, because apparently, you know, like when you wanted help with the taking over track, apparently he's got some shit for you to listen to.
Jeez, this guy can't keep anything under wraps.
He says he's gonna call in.
Gonna call in for what?
I don't know. He just said, you know. You gonna call in? So, yep, there he is. What's going on there, Casket?
Not much, man. Fucking working down in the studio, burning the midnight oil.
That's what's up, bud.
Excuse me.
Hold on, I gotta mute you guys' radio because on my fucking all I can hear is myself and delay. It's annoying me. All right, here we go.
Wait, so you're annoying yourself?
Yeah, I'm annoying myself. I hate hearing my own fucking voice. I barely ever listen to my own music. I'll fucking tell everybody, be like, oh yeah, check this song out, but I'll never fucking listen to it.
That's kind of like Ghetto G.
It's because Ghetto G is, what's the word I'm searching for? He's too self-conscious about his music.
Sure, I guess that's how you put it.
That's kind of what I've gotten out of you, man, since working on the tracks, you know, the one track we did and everything. You seem self-conscious, which you don't need to be, dude. You're fucking pretty sick. And
I don't know. I'm just saying, man, it took many fucking years to get to this point. And
dude. You can't just pick up a mic and fucking, you know, and start rapping and think it's going to happen. No, dude, you got to learn from the people around you, the people you can, you know. Shit, I thought I was big shit rapper until I met my boy Crazy J, dude, and he fucking pretty much took everything I knew, ripped it out of my head, and fucking re-entered new shit.
And before I was cut off mid-sentence.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off mid-sentence.
Jeez. Go ahead, man. Don't let me stop you.
No, I got something for you. Get on Facebook. I'll send it over to you. I'm pretty self-conscious about what I just sent you.
I guess I just got to jump in here. Yeah, what I was going to say is, yeah, like back when I was no good, man, couldn't even rap on beat or anything, man. People loved our shit, though. But now I got some good shit going. Ain't nobody give a fuck, though.
That's because I hate to say it. I really do. But Juggalos want what ICP makes, which is, in my opinion, is not really that great anymore.
And to be honest, I don't even give a shit what the hell the Juggalos want. I don't care who the hell listens to my shit, just as long as somebody listens.
Honestly, I get more props from just random people than I do any Juggalos at all. Like, Juggalos show me no love in my music, which is cool. I don't care, you know. I'm not out here trying to steal fucking ICP's fan base. I'm just making my own shit.
Yeah, exactly, man. We're not those people that want to be ICP.
No, I don't wear face paint. I don't wear face paint. You know, I don't do any of that shit, man. Yeah, I toss on my fucking, I put my hat on. I put my fucking, you know, my fucking bowler hat on and I go to town. That's me, you know.
As where all these people, they want to paint their face. They want to talk about killing everybody. Just
you know,
so
I will do
like
songs
that.
Like that. Like, I will, you know. If I'm in the mood, I'll do something, you know. Havoc just played one of the songs I did, My Monster, that I did. And fucking, it's obviously, it's something different. It's pretty much just Casket being my dark passenger is pretty much the gist of that song. Because I like Dexter. I was an avid watch, you know, I watched Dexter quite a bit until, you know, obviously they fucked up the ending.
I cannot say I've ever watched it.
It's a great show, man. If you're, you know, I don't know, you might be into it. I can't say if you will be or not, but you might be. Who knows? It's worth a try. It's on Netflix.
I don't usually get into, like, series, something like that.
Yeah. No, what were you saying, Havoc?
I said go Power Rangers.
Don't mind him, man. He's just out of his fucking mind, man.
Oh,
he's back
that's
in
obvious.
The 90s.
They're making a live-action movie.
Yeah, another one, actually.
I hope it's the original, and dude, Jason David Frank needs to be in that shit, man.
Well, who else are they going to put in it?
They could put me in it. I'll fucking be a Power Ranger. Like, go fucking power nuts.
Which Power Ranger would you be?
He'd be the Pink Ranger.
I would totally be the Pink Ranger. Like, watch out for my bow, bitch.
Now, which Pink Ranger from which series?
The first original, Kimberly, bitch. Come on now. That shit was when I was a kid. I loved that shit. Yo, I was on top of Power Rangers every week when that shit came on.
But see, I saw a photo of the original Red Ranger. He's going to be at some con over here in Pittsburgh. And that dude looks like he's on some drugs.
Jason?
Yeah.
Jason. Yeah, we're looking for something for my son to watch. And, Power Rangers on. So I put it on, and it was one of the newer Power Rangers, which sucked balls. I mean, bad. I mean, bad.
and the fat man
all
is
other skinny and shit.
I said the fat man's out of the rumble.
Which one would that be? 2001?
Yep, Rikishi. He's out.
Rikishi. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
I was kind of hoping to hear the end of his story.
I think you did.
What story? The power? Yeah, power, we changed the subject, man. Where are you, Ben? All right, I just fucking exported what I did. I'm not proud of what I did, and don't you dare fucking laugh at me for what I did. I'm going to send it to you on Facebook right now.
Man, is it going to be that bad?
I don't particularly like it, but it was me just experimenting. That's all I'm going to say.
If you don't even like it, man, then what the fuck?
I don't know. I don't mind it, but like it's something. It's different from what I've ever done. Let's just say that.
I don't know, like, man. You did some very different things.
I don't know, dude. This I don't know. It's different. That's all I'm going to say.
Like the song you just put out, and then you did the cover of Gin and Juice. You know, over the place, man.
Dude, the cover of Gin and Juice was the shit.
I did rather enjoy it until your third verse.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little... Sometimes when I'm recording, I'll drink and I get a little too into it, and you know.
Well, maybe that can explain why it was just all over the fucking place at the end.
It could be, yeah. Was it like the very last bit of the verse?
It was the whole third verse.
Yeah, I was probably to the point where I like started drinking pretty heavily. I don't remember now.
The whole song was good until that point. I was like, the fuck happened?
Yeah, I just put it out there for fun. I did a cover of the fuck is the song? Oh my god, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube's "Natural Born Killers."
Jeez, man, you stay on those songs.
Huh?
I said you stay on those type of songs.
Yeah, well, I did that, and yeah, it was terrible. I didn't even edit it or anything. I just fucking threw it out there. People liked it for some strange reason. I'm like, I didn't even edit it or mix it at all.
Well, where's that at? Let's hear it at.
Oh, God. It's not even available for download. I think I deleted it.
I ain't seen it nowhere.
Yeah, right?
Pretty much all the music. Yeah, exactly. It's probably on my SoundCloud. I don't know. I don't even want to find it.
He's just going to bring up his horrible song, and then when somebody asks for it, he doesn't know where it's at.
All right, fine. It's on SoundCloud. Hold on. I might be able to send Havoc over the fucking... Where is it?
It's on SoundCloud. Don't worry. I'll definitely be able to download it. Just ask Ghetto G. Right. I got that.
Yeah,
I got that track,
man. Yeah, he stole our track, man. He's ripping our music.
Oh, really? No shit. That's how we got My Monster.
So he stole your song too.
Yeah, he stole my monster, man. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, because he's like, I got a song you're gonna like, and then he played it. I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, so how did you like the song him and I did together?
It was fucking dope. It was definitely dope.
Yeah, surprisingly, people actually played it and liked it, which was kind of strange.
Well, actually, my sister listened to it. She thought it was one of the best songs I've done so far.
Wow. I made a fan of your sister. How about that?
Yeah, you did.
Slowly
and then,
but surely.
Then Crazy J, the guy that's on the label, that's on my label, was like, yo, you need to try to get that guy to sign with us. I'm like, yo, he does his own thing, man. Let him be.
Now, which guy is that that's on that,
Crazy
J
is the one that raps kind of,
or whatever song.
He's the first guy on the third verse. He's the one that kind of raps kind of like a Bone Thugs and Harmony type dude.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and listen to it. I don't really remember.
That's Crazy J. That's the one actually.
Though.
He's the one that taught me how to like refine my skills in rapping. He's fucking good. I mean, it's probably not one of his better works he's done, but he does some pretty nasty shit.
I don't know, but whoever does your mixing, man, it always sounds good, though.
I mostly do my mixing.
Well, there you go. Props to you, then.
Yeah, either I do my mixing or I send it out to my boy, Lucius. You probably guys know Lucius. Fucking SETI Going Crazy, all those dudes.
Yeah, I know of them.
Yeah. Lou, well, they live down the road from me, and we chill every once in a while. But, yeah, Lou sometimes does my mixes if I don't feel like fucking doing them. Like, my monster, I did all my mixing and shit with that. But sometimes the way Lou does my mixing, I can't stand my voice because, I don't know, I like to have my dub to come out a little bit, you know, higher so you can hear that more, too.
Yeah, it's like the dude I always record with, Busta B, man. He doesn't really like when I fuck with his shit, so he's always the one that just does his verses, and usually it just sounds all over the place. But how we go with it.
Well, you fucking bragging on your own boy, man. What's wrong with you?
No,
he's,
get it right.
He's a good rapper, but like his editing, not that great.
No, let's get it right here, Ghetto. Busta B doesn't even like to write new shit. I mean, come on. He tried using the same fucking
shit
from another track that he did.
No, he just likes to recycle verses. Is all that really is.
I've worked with guys that do that shit over the years, and it's actually quite annoying.
He was like, "I got this verse." I was like, "Dude, this was in this other song." He's like, "Oh."
All right. Ghetto G, go to your Facebook real quick and download the thing I sent to you and listen to it in private and let me know over here how it sounds.
Yeah, Ghetto, listen to it in private.
I mean, I think it sounds all right. You know, I'm not going to say anything because I'm definitely not good at what I did, but I tried.
Well, does it fit the like all the way through?
Yeah, well, it's not all the way through. It's just the hook. I have just the hook right now. That's all I got.
That's all I was looking for.
Oh, okay. Well, I got that. I just want to check to see how it sounds for you. I mean, if you want me to do a little verse on there, I'll do it too.
I mean, if you really want to do a verse, you can go ahead and do that too.
All right. Well, just check out the hook and let me know how you like it. If you don't like it, I'll scratch it and do something else.
It's probably better than anything I can come up with.
Well, I literally actually just did, all I did was copy the verse and just change some of the words. That's all I did for the hook.
Yeah, that's what
I wanted to do. Yeah, that's all I did. I only, like, instead of ground, I said underground and shit like that and, like, taking over, you know, one side at a time.
Good work.
So, yeah, check it out. Let me know how it sounds. I don't know. I'm self-conscious about shit like this because I don't particularly do this shit before.
Were you singing or something?
I was singing. I was singing.
Yeah, there was this one time I sang on some song, and I asked this dude if he liked it. He was like, "It's fucking terrible."
I'm serious. If it sounds terrible, dude, you just fucking tell me. I don't care.
Like, I wasn't even trying to, like, be serious with the song, though. I was just trying out auto-tune.
Yeah. Well, if this shit sounds good, man, that's another extra thing I can add to my repertoire of fucking musical talents. I can sing for people's hooks.
Yeah. If you can get that down pat, man, you're pretty much set in the music biz.
Right? Well, Joker does that shit now, too.
Nah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, well, I might be doing a track with a dude that's on his label. It's right now it's in the development stages and shit.
Wait,
but
he has a label?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. Fucking one of the dudes, what the hell is his name? I can't remember his name now. He hit me up because we're doing a, well, yeah, have you know Hightown, right?
Yes, I do.
I thought they were dead already.
I'm going to be doing a song for their Blazed and Confused soundtrack.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, so fucking me and this dude from here in Connecticut and Crow from Steady Going Crazy, we're going to do a song for that for their soundtrack to fucking represent Connecticut Underground.
Oh.
Since pretty much every other fucking underground rapper in this fucking state sucks balls.
No.
It's true.
Kind of like everybody that's on the cover of that magazine, not a shirt there.
Yo, I think you and I were the only people that didn't know who they were.
Like, I looked at the cover, I was like, I should probably know these people.
Yeah, right? One of the people on your thing is like, oh, he signed a Hobson's thing, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, still doesn't mean I know who he is.
I mean, I saw the dude live. Doesn't mean I like him or know who the fuck he is. All I know is he's with Hobson, and
I don't particularly
Hobson.
List. I don't even really listen to Hobson at all.
Yeah, man. Like, I think I saw maybe the end of that dude's performance when he was at that show I was telling you about.
Yeah. Well, obviously, he must have not have been that good.
He was talking about, I don't know, something about the Bumblebee or some shit, you know, talking about Transformers or something.
Well, that obviously makes me not want to listen to him anymore.
That's all I got from that, and then some white kid was rapping with him, you know, just randomly.
Hey, I'm the white dude. Look at me. I'm going to rap for you.
And it was his birthday, so I don't know.
No, when I used to work at Target, I worked with a bunch of black people, and they always used to make me fucking do, like, the little white boy, like, joke. I'd be like, hey, guys, how's it going? I'm like, you know, that's kind of racist, you motherfuckers.
Well, it was always funny, man, you know, you hang out with this black dude, man. We were both racist, like,
oh, that's like my boy Jeff, man. He's not even fully black. He's half black, like half Filipino. So I'm like, yo, you're fucking two minorities automatically.
See, man, when you can make jokes around people like that, you know, then you know
yeah,
you can be
like,
friends.
Yeah, dude. Him and I make racist comments to each other all the time. He's down with it. He don't care. But then there's dudes like my dude Don. Don, yo, fucking, this kid was sitting there, like, just rapping at the corner, listening to his music with the headphones. He's like this little, you know, 15-year-old black, white kid. And, like, all of a sudden he starts, you know, saying, you know, N-word this, N-word that, because he's going along with the song. Well, Don looks at him, and he walks around and he goes, what the fuck you doing, white boy? that kid about shit himself. I'm like, yo, dude, he's just singing along to his song. I was like, it's not like he's fucking, you know, marching against you, marching for fucking freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, look, man, I'm like, racism is over. We all hate each other equally now.
This is very true.
Yep. I don't hate you because you're black. I hate you because you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I just hate you because you're you.
Yep. If I cut you open right now, we will have exactly the same color blood.
Unless you're from Mortal Kombat.
If you're from Mortal Kombat, you could have blue blood. You could have green blood.
Yeah. I didn't know Ice Cubes could bleed.
Ice Cube could what?
I didn't know Ice Cubes could bleed, you know, like Sub-Zero. He's like gushing out blue blood and shit.
Yeah. Remember when they used to say there was a fucking code for the SNES, for fucking the code thing, and you could only get it for Genesis? I literally bought the Sega Genesis just so I could have blood in Mortal Kombat.
Damn, that's taking it back here.
Dude, I used to do Mortal Kombat tournaments and shit when I was younger.
I mean, I used to play people in the arcades and shit on, like, the first Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So I got a question.
What?
Are you guys ready for this?
Ready for what? Oh my God.
The mind of a maniac. Used to be a killer since I came out the nutsack. I'm a murderous mind state with a heart full of terror. I see the devil in the mirror. Fuck, lights out. Cause when I grab my sawed off, ninjas get hauled off. Barrel one, touch your motherfucking flesh. Barrel two, shoot your fucking heart out your chest. You see, I'm quick to let the hammer go click on my deck nine. So you try to wreck mine, fool at your bedtime. You feel the blast from the chocolate bomber. Infrared, and get your head like your name was Sarah Connor. Decapitation, I ain't hesitating. I put you in a funeral home with a bullet in your dome. I'm hot like lava. You got a problem? I got a problem solver, and his name is Revolver. It's like a deadly game of freeze tag. I touch you with a 44 mag and you're frozen inside a body bag. Nobody iller than a graveyard cat killer. Cause I'm a natural born killer.
can't hang out with my mama cause I scare her. I preach to blast the motherfucker.
Yo, what's up?
I'm kind of like a bust in a nut when I open you up, cause your body is exposed to the midnight mist. All week motherfuckers give my ring a kiss, cause I'm giving dirt naps, coming with a bomb ass rap to make your lungs collapse. Perhaps you never sleep, cause every time you doze, you catch bows to the motherfucking nose. Ain't seen the sun in 66 days. Let me count the grains in a fucked up maze. I never ever ever made a whole stay, but I'm down with Drake like AC is down with OJ. So fuck how you living, I'm the unforgiving psycho driven murderer. It's authentic, don't panic, I can't stand it, god damn it, get so frantic. So fuck Charlie Manson, I got him out of truck,
hit him with a brick and I'm dancing.
Mad murder.
Understand the logic in my dream,
but I understand I'd like to sound the sirens. Terrifying screams from the streams, the
trick nine, jumping on any motherfucker trying to trick mine.
Cause most motherfuckers wanna violate, and now they sniff their coat, and their pupils won't dilate. It's so much pain, migraine, headache, I can hear the bone break. If he steps in a single door, he gets his ass whipped for 20 lashes, like the dude up in Singapore. And so I pull a fucking Jeffrey Dahmer, never suicidal, just like Nirvana.
Tick tock, tick, tick tock, tick.
Your boy
Cash Gittins on some murderous shit.
Keeping ninjas in order, making
your life shorter,
greatest slaughter. Cause to me life ain't
worth a quarter or a dime, but you got my mind hallucinating.
There ain't no debate, I'm creating escape routes to be out without a doubt, God free. You're so bitch, don't even try to think of stopping me.
They call me Dada, six ways to murder. Choose one, lock one soul, body turn cold. Natural fright from the niggas going bumps in the night. Should I pilly? Should I kill her? Am I iller than a natural born killer? Should I pilly? Should I kill her? Am I iller than a natural born killer? Should I pilly? Should I kill her? Am I iller than a natural born killer? Should I pilly? Should I kill her? Am I iller than a natural born killer? Should I pilly?
And we are back.
Fuck you. That was such a bad song. I don't even know why I even put that out there.
So, Ghetto, how about the fact that all emo chat has a whole new fucking game going on? It's no longer Smash or Pass.
Excuse me.
It's called Guess My Age.
I think right now he's listening to what I sent him.
Or he died. I mean, honestly, I'm watching fucking St. Valentine's Day Massacre from 1999.
Yeah.
And the first match they had was absolutely disturbing. Goldust versus Blue Dust, a.k.a. the Blue Me.
Oh, wasn't that just fucking stupid? I don't even remember that shit now, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, man.
yeah, dude. I found out horribly how bad WCW was back in, like, 99, 2000 era. Holy shit, were they bad.
Yeah. That's why I avoid watching it.
Like the fucking, what was it, like the Sting and fucking Vampiro feud? How fucking dumb was that?
Yeah, face paint versus face paint.
Yeah.
Took a little too much time, and Blue Dust countered. Yeah, this is the first match of the fucking night for this pay-per-view, and it's just retarded. Absolutely disturbing.
Absolutely disturbing.
Blue Dust and Blue Media, don't fuck. Just even more fucking disturbing as, than usual.
Ah, shit.
But I must say, Goldust is a better wrestler back in the fucking Attitude Era. Now he's just absolutely horrible.
Now he's in shape.
Yeah. So how bad was that?
Yeah, now he's in shape. Except he was out of shape back in Attitude Era and was actually good. Now he's in shape and he can barely catch his breath when he's in a fucking match.
So, gee, how bad was that track?
I don't know about that, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Maybe if it wasn't so, I guess, whiny type singer.
I don't know, dude. I don't know how to do any singing at all.
I don't know. I mean, it could be good. Like, maybe you sang it a different way.
I don't know how to sing it another way. I don't even know how to sing in the first place.
Or if you know anybody that can sing.
Unfortunately, I do not.
The only person I know that can sing, he's a real dick now.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah. So, that's out.
All right, so I'll scratch that. No big deal. The Texas Rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto, I found out that WWE Network does not like Shane McMahon at all.
Does anybody really like Shane McMahon?
No, but what I'm saying is because of the fact when he was out at, you know, the 1999 Royal Rumble out in the ring, he tried saying WWF, and they censored him, whereas everybody else was able to say it.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know, but in the, I think it was the 2001 Rumble, they did the same thing to Stephanie. She tried to say WWF one time. They censored her. Then after that, she was able to say it again.
I guess just the McMahons can't say it.
I'm guessing. Just like Jerry King Lawler's favorite fucking word back in the Attitude Era, well, not just puppies, but it was also idiot.
He still says that now.
Yeah, but he said a hell of a lot more back in the Attitude Era. He called everybody an idiot. The Rock, Mankind, Stone Cold.
Well, now it's JBO calling Michael Cole an idiot every day.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm waiting for a fucking track to come in right now that I did with some people. I'm fucking stupid.
Man, you forever waiting for tracks.
Oh, no. But I got a couple features I got to fucking do.
Well, then get on that, man. What are you doing, slacking?
I've fucking pretty much had enough for the night, dude. I've been at it since, like, 8 o'clock now.
It's only midnight.
Yeah, well, I gotta wait until Friday because one of the tracks I gotta do is the guy's coming over here and we're gonna work on it together. And fucking. Yeah. And then all next week I'm gonna be up in New Hampshire, so I can't do shit next week.
What happens in New Hampshire?
Huh?
So what happens in New Hampshire?
I got court with my ex up there, and I figured I might as well just stay up for the week and visit with my family and shit.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Fire, I gotta go to the eyes from Bob Holly. Oh, no!
Damn it, Hardcore Holly.
Hardcore Holly. What are you talking about? That's fucking, what's his name? Race car, fucking whatever his name was. I can't remember now.
Race car. The fuck are you talking about race car?
Remember when
sure.
he was a fucking a stock car? He was supposed to be a stock car racer?
Nah, still no clue.
Yeah, he had a gimmick where he was supposed to be a stock car racer. Hold on, I'll find it.
I'm guessing that didn't last very long.
It was when he first came into the WWF.
I'm guessing he must have crashed way too many cars. So they told me he was fired. Okay, so apparently he was known as Thurman Sparky Plug.
Yeah, that's it.
To be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad
that was one hell of a name.
I'm glad he didn't stick with it.
You see the pictures of that shit, man?
I'm not even trying to look for the pictures of that.
This shit is funny as hell. I'm looking at him right now.
Hey, he's better off the way he is. Even though he's old as all fuck now. And probably
right,
can't wrestling.
I think he's pretty much probably retired.
Oh, yeah. He went to WWE's ECW, tried to get into a match, failed. Now he's retired.
Yeah, kind of like in that ECW where Tommy Dreamer, he was like, I'm too old. These people are beating my ass.
I think Tommy Dreamer just does random shows sometimes now.
Well, yeah.
His own wrestling thing going on.
Exactly.
Hey, Havoc, I sent you a picture of one of his, a link of one of his pictures.
I found it.
Oh, you did? Okay, never mind then. Damn, does this guy take forever to do fucking mixes.
Time for that, Chris.
Well, how long has he been at it?
I sent it to him at... He was only supposed to mix my vocals in. That was it. And that was around, I don't know, like 9 o'clock.
Maybe
A.M. or P.M.?
Huh?
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
I was going to say it was 9 a.m. Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, that would be quite a while.
Yeah.
And what'd you say about Chris?
Well, you know, he said that dude that's mixing one of his tracks takes forever, just like Chris.
Chris could sit there for a month and his shit still wouldn't be good.
Exactly. Or be finished.
No or on
that's
beat.
That's not good at all.
You have no idea. I pray.
But in control, man, they have to weld some body parts back on after this one. Man, yo, this dude fucking Slongo the Clown up in all Juggle Chat. He's fucking amazing.
Yeah, that whole group reminds me as if, like, you saw all the truth behind a catfish. That's what it would look like.
Well, yeah, that and plus you also got this who's longer goes, why the fuck is this page nothing but emo low girls fishing for attention?
That's really what Juggalos in there have become, yes.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that. Back
very
in the day,
sad.
Man, we were back in the day, man, Juggalos were pretty badass and fucking hardcore. Now it's changed a lot.
Now it's, hey, look at my titties and feel sorry for me.
Right? Will you love me? No, I'm not going to fucking love you. You're dumb. It's like that chick. Do you see the video of the chick at the gathering that was getting fucking banged?
But wait. It gets even better.
There's probably a lot of that.
Wait, but Ghetto, it gets even better. That same dude posted that fucking why the fuck is this page nothing but emo low girls searching for attention on Andrea's fucking status.
He got the ugly bitch.
Hey, yo, G, you know anybody that can sing, a girl that can sing on that chorus?
God, I wish I knew a girl that could sing. Well, I do know a girl that can sing, except she won't do it ever.
Why not?
Mainly because she's friends with all the people that I'm no longer friends with.
That's kind of fucking gay.
Or, you know, she'll just find some reason to get out of it.
That's fucked up.
I mean, I did have her sing a hook before, like a couple years ago.
Oh, man, yo, this dude gets even better. Fucking also on her set, he fucking posted that she's got STDs and she's ugly.
Who's that?
Fucking Slongo the Clown fucking posted up on Andrea's fucking status that saying that she's ugly and has STDs.
Yeah, that dude is pretty awesome.
Yeah, because she just had to go, how old do you think I am? He goes, 30 STDs, it comes with your line of work, and you're ugly.
That was a great guess.
Wow.
And after all that, he posts up, why the fuck is this page nothing but emo low girls fishing for attention?
I really wouldn't say that girl was emo, but
just ugly and a crackhead and has STDs.
Well, how do I know or care what the hell's going on down there with her since she is pregnant?
Yep, that kid's gonna come out with a fucking covered in herpes.
God.
He was like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, God, I'm up on my reverb mission page. Now I hear something about herpes.
That's all he heard was herpes.
I heard something about herpes, and that's why I was like, oh, God. Hey, did you know locally I am number 3 on Reverb Nation?
Apparently, locally, I'm 140-something. I don't know how that happened.
I started off at 188, and then within a week, within a couple of days, I broke the top 40, and then after I broke the top 40, I went straight down to like fucking 6, and now I'm number 3. I've been number 3 for a couple of days now.
Must not be a lot of people in Connecticut.
There is, but they're kind of shitty. I'm not kidding, man. It's like, and locally is like, because I live around like Hartford and all that shit, and mine is included with the hip hop too. So I'm in there with like the people trying to rap like Lil Wayne, who get all the fucking plays, and I'm right up there with those guys.
Yeah, I don't know. Some dude just sent me a message on there the other day talking about, do you want to do a show? Like, motherfucker, if I do a show, ain't nobody even gonna know me. I don't have any fans. And the dude that I rap with all the time, he's a real asshole, and he probably wouldn't show either.
You should try them. It's so fucking hard to get people to even listen to your music nowadays. You almost have to, like, break their fucking arm.
Yeah, like for instance, this girl randomly messaged me on Facebook talking about, here's my boy's new video, check it out. I didn't care, and I didn't watch it.
You know, it's just a lot of people, I don't know what it is, dude. It's just, I don't know. It's not like how, remember MySpace days where you could get a small but, like, fucking, like, really, like, behind you following? Like, people comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to that, dude?
They became very sensitive and moved to Facebook.
Yeah.
Me and my boy Lawrence were the Cellblock Psychos back in the day, and fucking we go on there and like you look at the comments, dude. People were like thousands of comments. We had thousands of fans on there. thousands of comments, everybody, you know, fucking thousands of plays and everything. Now I put something up, I'm lucky to get, like, 40 plays.
Yeah, dude, people actually told me they liked my shit back on MySpace. They were nice on MySpace. Now nobody says anything.
It makes you almost want to go back to MySpace. But I don't know.
I wish I could.
I don't even know if it's there anymore.
It's there, but I don't know how to work it.
Man, I don't think anybody does.
I tried going back into it. And I was like, MySpace.
You used to be able to make your own fucking background and everything.
I don't know. I saw I logged in there once, and then I had a message or some shit from, like, 7 years ago or some shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. I haven't been – well, I forgot my password and everything years ago. So I remember last time, like, Lawrence got on it, and he's like, yeah, man, we got hit up for a bunch of shows, like, for the past, like, 4 years.
Well, it's safe to say you didn't do those.
No, we did not. No. No, we pretty much stopped doing music because, one, you know, personal reasons, and two, we had a guy, one of my close friends, manage us, and he didn't do his job promoting for a pretty big show that he put a lot of money down on, and not too many people came, you know, and he only ended up making like a couple $100, and he put down like $300 some more down on just the venue alone. And we were like, yo, and then, like, he wanted to put this show out and promote it in 2 weeks. I'm like, dude, you can't do that. I'm like, you got to promote it in, like, months ahead.
So he wasted his money just to tell anybody about it?
Yeah, he wasted his money, and he didn't do half the promoting that he was supposed to. Like, he was supposed to get it up on the local radio station that we're having a show there. He was going to have it in the newspaper. He never did any of that. All he did was go out and make thousands of flyers and just throw them up places that nobody gave a fuck.
Well, what was the point of that?
Because he's a fucking idiot, dude. Like, him and I were best friends for years, too. And after that, he won't even talk to me anymore because he fucking blames me for losing money. I'm like, how the fuck do you blame me? I'm like, you're the one that was supposed to be doing the promoting and shit. Me and Lawrence were just supposed to make the music. That's it.
Well, clearly he didn't care. He put money down and just said, fuck it.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, you know, that's kind of like how we were when we brought Chris in. He didn't do jack shit. Damn, brand listeners. Digital interviews that he fucking set up and shit.
You guys gotta do something to get in some new lists, to get in more listeners. I mean, if you guys,
man, we tried so much. Like, I mean, come on, think about it. We've had Tech N9ne twice, Ice-T twice. You know, we've had so many big names. You think they'll bring people in? You know, show them that, hey, you know, that we are a legitimate station. And, you know, well, I mean, come on, let me take Request.
Yeah.
You know, it's, but
I mean, there's only so much you could do on social networking.
Yeah, especially Facebook.
Yeah, fucking Facebook sucks. Well, because you look at your page, you know, you look on your like page, you guys have, like, 1,000 fucking fans on there, and it's like not one of them even wants to turn into your station.
Yeah, look how many of them care.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how many? I bet you there's only one other listener, and that's me right now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. You guys gotta do, like, contests and shit.
Yeah, because that always works. That will just be called, like, perverts.
You never know, dude. You just gotta fucking try some different shit, man, you know?
All right, throw an idea out there, and we'll do it.
Yeah.
Throw an idea out there? I don't know, do some kind of fucking contest, man. You're like, I don't know, fucking order something from, like, Hatchet Gear, like something
Speaking
that somebody
of which,
would want.
Havoc, tell them about our last contest we did.
No one showed up.
Tell them what we were giving away.
Fucking free Twisted CDs.
And nobody showed up.
You know what somebody posted on the contest about that?
What?
They posted up a free link to the CD.
I'm trying not to laugh, but that's just fucking crazy.
And then that same person or something, I saw somebody posted it up, and I posted a free link on their contest. So fuck them.
Yeah, so you were just like, you know what, fuck you. You want everybody fucks being dicks to me, I'm going to be a dick to them.
Exactly, man. They were trying to give out the CD2 or something like that, and so I posted up the free link. Boom. There you go, people.
Well, that's why you're going to do something like order fucking T-shirts from Hatchet Gear or something, you know? That's something you can't just fucking get a link for, you know?
Yeah, that'll only take about 3 years to get her.
Well, oh my
psychopathic
God.
Psychopathic is very fucking slow and retarded.
Oh, you have no idea. During Juggalo Day.
Don't get me started. I was there.
Two years ago. It took 3 or 4 weeks for my shit to come in. I ordered like 3 T-shirts and a DVD and some CDs. It took like almost a month for it all to come into me.
Man, I ordered a CD and a poster, and it took over 2 weeks to get to me.
I get this, okay? So I call their like fucking their support for that, and like the guy's like sitting there talking to me like a normal, like obviously psychopathic just hired this guy to answer a phone for him to talk to people. Like, he doesn't know anything about Juggalos or anything like that. So he answers the phone. He's like, "Woof woof, what up, Juggalo? What can I help you with?" I'm like, "You're not really a Juggalo, are you?" And he's like, "Honestly, no." And I'm like, "Well, I just want to know where my shit is." He's like, "Well, what's your order number?" I gave him my order number. He's like, "Your shit will be in about a month." I'm like, "A fucking month?" He's like, "There's no need to yell at me. I'm just the person answering the phone." I'm like, "No, fuck you." I'm like, "You're the person I'm going to take my fucking frustration out on right now."
Yeah, after like 4 emails to them and me telling them that they have very poor customer service, he finally answered me back in an email. And then I called him on the phone, and then turns out it was the guy that emailed me that answered the phone. I was like, "Oh, what the fuck?" And
he was
a
real square motherfucker too, wasn't he?
I don't know. The dude actually knew what was going on, somewhat, anyway. But he told me that the thing that I ordered wasn't there. Like, the thing that I bought, it was no longer there. Like, what the fuck do you mean? You let me buy this and it wasn't there. So,
that's fucking dumb.
So then he sent me to some other guy that worked in the, you know, with all the merchandise and shit, and he told me the other posters that they had. So I had to get a different one, you know, since clearly they didn't have the Dark Lotus one because they're a bunch of assholes.
But like, fuck that, man. I want what I paid for.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? It's up there. I bought it first. Okay.
Well, actually, you know what you could do? AJ Jordan, you know, you must have heard of AJ Jordan, right?
Unfortunately. I mean, yes. Okay. Yes, I have.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I'm not a big fan either, but I saw that he did a contest with Contacts. You know, that's something Juggalos are into and Juggalettes are into. You know, contacts. Buy a pair of contacts and be like, if you're the so-and-so caller at this time, you can get a free pair of contacts.
Dude, there was one contest that, you know, that we tried to do. Nobody showed up for. And it was a good damn good fucking contest because it was for free tickets to see ABK up in fucking Rhode Island a couple years ago.
Yeah.
See, that didn't even work.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
I mean, shit, man. Fucking, okay. And these tickets were fucking for 2011. It was Bow Productions presents ABK December 2nd, 2011. And think about it, you know, if somebody won 2 tickets... they could have given one just one as a early Christmas gift or something like that.
Now, how is it you knew the date of that? Are you looking at the ticket?
Yes.
That just seemed a little
he's
strange
that, caught
that
up
you knew
on
the exact,
he,
the exact
he's
date.
That, he's that
I mean,
caught
come
up on it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's funny as hell because like, if you if you got to see, you know, the tickets like in advance, it would have been $12. The door would have been $15. Shit, if you came to Juggalo Ride Radio, it would have been free, because like the tickets
right.
were sent to me for free to give out for free as promotion for the show.
Yeah.
But still, nobody wanted the ticket. and I have a shitload of them left.
Now, when you guys had like Tech Nine on there, when you guys had Tech Nine on there, like how many actual listeners did you guys actually get?
Man, we had a shitload of fucking Tech Nine.
Could you guys try to get more of the big names in more often?
Man, we have done this.
I mean, if you can get somebody that's like at least decent, like almost every night, you could probably get a lot more listeners and people.
Every night, man. Fucking go nuts.
Well, you guys do this shit every night anyways, don't you?
Yeah,
but
what I'm saying,
is,
like, you know, you promote, like, months ahead or whatever for, like, an interview, but, like, you don't want to do too many in, like, 1 week, man. That would just be, what the fuck?
That and plus,
big,
you know, like...
big old clusterfuck.
Well, you got to think, if you...
Well, that and plus, you know, with Strange Music, they don't allow interviews at night because of the fact that's normally either concert time or recording time. So with them, it's always got to be, you know, 3 p.m., 2 p.m., and you got to remember, I got a day job. So, you know, it's like I can't always do an interview every day because of the fact, you know, I work, you know, during the day, sometimes, like, you know, 5 to 9, fucking 1 to 5. And so it's like it's hard to do interviews like that when I've got a job to do.
Yeah. Maybe if you did that, but if you guys could record your fucking shows too and post them up on like YouTube and shit, you might get a little more, you know.
Man, I posted up the link for so many big interviews that we've done in the past up on Facebook. No one.
Yeah,
still
he just recently did that too, reposted them.
Yeah, and no one gave a fuck.
Damn.
So, yeah, that doesn't work either.
I don't know.
I mean, if we were back on MySpace, I mean, back in, you know, when we were on MySpace, yeah, we had a shitload of motherfuckers tuned in.
Yeah. But then think, at that point in time, we came on at midnight.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you guys tried hitting up, like, in groups?
I hate groups.
I posted up all Juggalos chat. I posted like all emo chat. I posted in so many damn groups. I mean, I think the only person we get for any group would be that dude Angel from fucking Juggalo Family Chat. And that's it.
Yeah, where the fuck he at? Mr.
And
WCW.
Even he doesn't show up half the time. He just shows up out of the fucking random blue. But it's funny
get Trey from Canada, man, but he's kind of fighting with himself, so he tends not to show up.
And he fights with him. Nothing new there. So I don't know what the hell's going to happen with that one.
And on top of that, if we were to get listeners, man, they're just a bunch of people that are annoying as fuck.
Well,
that's kind of the part you have to come with a radio station, man. A radio show.
No, but, like, actually, we had some decent people calling here before, but, like, the ones that I only show up now are the annoying ones.
Oh, like me?
Yes, like Casket, for instance.
Exactly. Hey, this is my first time actually calling up sober, so.
Well, damn.
I think you're less annoying when you're drunk.
No wonder he's here.
Huh?
I said...
No wonder you're here.
Well, he said that, and I said, I think you're less annoying when you're drunk.
Oh, well, maybe I'll fucking start drinking more.
Hey, might as well. I mean, it might bring people in.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. I do say some stupid shit when I'm drunk.
Well, speaking of assholes that have been here before, so how about I saw that Keith dude in a group, Havoc.
Damn.
He was commenting on photos of Sonya.
A fuck?
I was like, this guy right here again, man. He's a fucking everywhere. Fucking bald ass, no teeth, motherfucker.
You ever heard of Nocturnal Records? They're out of Michigan.
I did just now.
Okay. Well, these guys, I get a kick out of them, right? They're out in Michigan. You know, they have all their fans and shit and everything, okay? The fucking one of the dudes is always constantly, like, posting shit, like, randomly, like, pictures of somebody that wrote his name on a wall or something. Well, I came to notice today, I was kind of looking through it, the handwriting looks the same every time. So I've come to the conclusion that I believe that he's doing this himself.
That's fucking great.
Yep. And then, like, the owner of the label, like, he wears face paint, looks like a badass. He's got a bandana on and all this shit. Okay. I found his personal page. This dude, the reason why he wears a bandana is because if he takes it off, the motherfucker looks just like Hulk Hogan.
He looks like Hulk Hogan.
I'm not kidding. He has the whole bald, like, yeah, it's right there. And I'm like, yo, just shave that shit, man.
Got
he's online
skin
right
color
now. He's actually online right now. I'm friends with him on Facebook.
That's why he's friends with him, man. He's like, it's Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, what you gonna do, brother?
That's a secret, man. He's really Hulk Hogan.
He probably is. He's a real. He's like Hulk Hogan that's anorexic or some shit.
Man, I think that's how Hulk Hogan's gonna be. In a couple of years,
like,
man, you know, he's just going to be real fucking skinny, saggy-ass hot dog skin, you know.
Well, he's going to be 70 in less than 10 years.
That's what he would look like off of the steroids and shit.
I read that dude's autobiography, and that shit was just fucking, some of the shit was just fucked up, man. Like, that dude was talking about how he takes steroid shots in his ass, and he'd have a pimple on his ass that was, like, gigantic, a giant whitehead on his ass. Where he used to take steroids. Like that's like too much for your autobiography, man. You don't put that shit out there.
Well, that's, sucks, I guess, when you have to sit down.
Right. And he, like, went into detail about he had sex with one of his daughter's fucking friends, and he, like, went right into detail about it.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, he cheated on his wife. That's why they got divorced originally. And my mom bought it for me, and she's like, you better read it. So I read it, and I was like, yeah, I'm horrified now. I'll never look at Hulk Hogan.
You better
again.
Read it.
I will never look at him the same ever again. Whenever he comes on, like, he comes on Raw, I'm sitting there, I'm like, all I can think of is, man, he's probably got a gigantic white head on his ass.
Yeah, that pretty much ruined it.
Yep.
Rope a dope.
People are talking about, oh, maybe Hogan will wrestle when he comes back. No, don't let that man wrestle.
Man, he's not allowed to wrestle.
I'm glad.
Well, of course not. I mean, shit, if he wrestles, you know, he just might break his damn back.
Right? He might Hulk up and have a fucking heart attack, man.
Yeah.
He'd be like, you, and then clutch his chest immediately and just fall over.
Exactly.
And it would be best if Randy Orton was in the ring with him, because then he would be a legit legend killer.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God.
Yeah, why can't he be that character again, you know?
That would be pretty cool.
It's whack-ass thing with Evolution.
Because 90% of the time he lost the legend, so he technically wasn't a legend killer at all.
Well, he still took a couple out, man.
Yeah.
He took out, like, a few, like, yeah, whatever fucking legends, and then...
Whatever,
like, wrestled...
legend. Didn't he make Mick Foley retire?
Yeah.
He did make Mick Foley. No, Edge made Mick Foley retire, didn't he?
Man, I bet you they both did.
Well, Edge is now retired now, too, thanks to Alberto Del Rio.
Man, fuck that guy. That guy will never be anything.
Yeah, fuck no.
Oh, God. So, yeah, apparently there's talk that CM Punk will come back once Batista leaves because he refuses to work with the company because of Batista.
Well, of course not.
Wow.
I mean,
that's not a bitch move or anything.
Well, you know, it's kind of like when they were talking about, oh, he was mad because he wasn't in the main event of WrestleMania. It's like, dude, you held the fucking title for over 400 days. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, he was playing, you know, second string to John Cena's fucking rivalries and shit, but which I kind of thought was fucked up because he was never a main event most of the time. But,
well, let's see. Batista left because John Cena. CM Punk left because of Batista.
Batista's leaving because he doesn't want to work with Brian.
He's leaving because everybody boos him.
Well, apparently, like, they wanted... He was mad at the fact that he had to lose to Brian because he didn't think it was credible that he should lose to somebody smaller than him.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Yep. Oh, he's such a fucking drama queen, dude. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, by the way, girl, apparently Kafka here wants to see John Cena go back to being a heel.
I do.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It would probably never happen, but imagine the fucking heat he would get.
Well, that would definitely lose sales.
Yep.
If you think about it, when Hogan did it back in 96, dude, he became the fucking, it was the biggest thing in WCW.
Well,
this is WWE, man.
Well, here's a big difference here. That was Hogan. This is Cena.
but they're both in really in-ring skills weren't really that great and everything. Their characters are very similar.
I don't know, man. I think Hogan is better than fucking Cena. Even at the age he's in now.
Yeah, even all Hulk Hogan did was a leg drop. He was way better than John Cena.
Yeah. Well, I know what I say with people with John Cena is like you can't give them so much crap because everybody else has only five moves that they do every match too.
Yeah, but at least they can pull them off.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean, he does a drop kick. He can barely get his legs up.
Yeah, I'll never forget when he did that Hurricanrana on CM Punk. Oh, my God, he butchered.
Yeah, he tried doing that. He couldn't even fucking pull that off.
That was terrible. Holy
fucking Luke Harper did a better one.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
I want to say this. Hey, the one person that's worse than Cena, Roman Reigns, and his stupid ballerina punch.
I hate that guy, man. I agree with you. This
well,
guy's the future. No, that guy's a piece of shit.
Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Well, the reason why they have him still with the Shield is because his wrestling skills really aren't up to par.
Exactly. If you notice,
and they never
he's
will
never
be.
In the match ever until the very end.
Yeah, he's only very... I don't know, he's got to work on his shit a lot before they even push him.
Dude, that's what
himself.
They want to do. They really want to push this guy for some reason.
He's a big guy. He's related to The Rock. He's
man, we don't give a fuck if he's related to The Rock.
Yeah, but you know how fucking Vince is with Samoans.
Well, I'm related to The Rock. You going to push me to
him? Well, if you're
give
Samoan,
me a title shot?
That's cool for you, man.
I mean, come on, think about this, man. The Usos are related to The Rock, and they're barely getting pushes.
Everybody's related to The Rock, said every Samoan ever.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of a small island, isn't it?
Now, are they all related? Probably not.
But, I mean... If Triple H and WWE really want to put together an actual good match and actually make it good instead of doing like that, how they did with fucking Taker and Lesnar, do a number one contenders match between Lesnar and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Exactly.
Because,
Brock Lesnar
would actually have to fight.
Exactly. Because apparently, Ghetto, from what Kafka here told me, the WWE is going to do another match between Brian and Kane. This time it's going to be a buried alive match.
Oh. For fuck's sake, not... man, no. I mean, I want to see that match, that type of match, but not with those two.
Hell nah. Fucking Daniel Bryan and Fruit Loop, man.
How the fuck can they have a rap battle over Facebook?
Oh, yes, rap battles on the internet. Fucking greatest thing ever, man.
That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm going to fuck you. How can you actually battle somebody through typing? You have so much time to think about what you're saying.
Shout out to Dawn, man. Her and her rap battle.
That is the dumbest. I just came across a group of that. Somebody suggested I join that. I'm not going to fucking join that garbage. It's fucking stupid, man. Who the fuck wants to sit there and fucking type battle somebody all night? Yeah, man, I'm the top battler in this fucking
group.
Yeah,
I came
no,
up
you're the
with
biggest
this, man.
Fucking idiot.
I copied and pasted this off of Google.
Right, yeah. Right. Man, fucking people. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, I never understood that either.
Like, I can see, like, doing, like, videos, so you legitimately, and you're looking right at the camera, and you have to record it within, like, fucking 10 seconds of fucking doing it, if there's a way to keep track of that, but I don't think that would work.
Yeah, people are fucking retarded. I'm this big rap star, man. I rap on the internet.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people make fun of the fact of fucking just internet rappers, but, you know, some of the guys that are actually just internet rappers are pretty good. I mean, yeah, there's a few of them.
Yeah, Well, it's not that. It's internet rappers that piss people off. It's just the fact that anybody puts something out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you put your shit on the internet, man, that's probably the best way to connect with people nowadays, since nobody leaves their house.
Right, yeah, it's true.
And damn it, D'Lo Brown, you're a fucking idiot.
D'Lo Brown. Fucking D'Lo Brown.
I mean, come on, man. Fucking Ivory and Devin.
That's a real deal now.
But yeah, no, man. Like, Ivory and Deborah were about to go outside the ring, and D'Lo Brown decided to break it up like an idiot.
D'Lo Brown, man.
Yeah. He's aces and eights.
Man, fuck the aces and eights.
Talk about a storyline that would never go away.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I got in this argument with, what is it called? You know Juggalo News, right?
Unfortunately.
Well, one of my friends is, well, yeah, he's sort of my friend, is a columnist for them, which is like, whatever, dude, nobody gives a fuck what you have to write. But anyways, he's talking to me about how he's like, oh, man.
Supportive.
Yeah, well, it's just a bunch of shit you don't care about, you know? Like, oh, fucking, I'm going to do a fucking review of Riz's new album. I was like, man, nobody gives a fuck about what you're going to say about Riz's album. You know? But anyways, he's like, oh, you know, we could do a feature for you on the page and everything. I'm like, okay, you know, whatever, you know, if you want to do it. He's like, yeah, but it's like $70. I'm like, $70. I'm like, what is your guys' motto, for the fam, by the fam? Okay. So if you're for the fam, by the fam, you would just post my shit up on there and call it good. I'm like, really, how hard is it to fucking say, hey, check this out, and that's it? I'm not going to pay you $70 to put my name up on there to have a few people click on it. I'm like, you're wasting my fucking time. And, like, I got this big argument with somebody, and these people from this other radio station, one of the dudes' name is Dominic something.
The donkey.
Huh?
What he's trying to do is make his work. I said the donkey.
Yeah, I don't know. One of the dudes is another. They're another Juggalo radio thing.
Oh,
and one of the guys,
the donkey.
This guy's name's Dominic. He doesn't look like a Juggalo at all whatsoever.
Yeehaw,
but
yeehaw.
They're talking about how they're talking about how, like, you have to earn it, and I'm like, how should you have to earn it? I'm like, so just because the fact that
somebody signed a Psychopathic Records, they earned free something. I'm like, it doesn't make them good. Look at Big Hoodoo.
What's wrong with Big Hoodoo?
He's terrible.
Ain't nothing wrong with that guy.
He's horrible. Yeah. Absolutely horrible.
No. If you want to talk about horrible and the biggest mistake that Psychopathic ever made, is the day that they decided to sign Cold Grenade 7.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was some dumb shit.
No, that is terrible. Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, you would think that if they wanted to, you know, work so hard with somebody and shit, you know, it's like, just post the shit up on there. We'll call it good. I'm like, I'm not going to pay you $70 for that. That was pretty much the argument. People were talking to me about you need to earn your credibility and all this shit. And da, 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 da. I'm like, look, man, I'm like, what the fuck gives you the right to fucking say that I have to earn my credibility? I'm like, you don't know how long I've been working on music and shit. I'm like, you don't know the shit I've done. I'm like, so therefore, I was like, you have no right to fucking say anything in this conversation.
But you know what? For your boy Dominic, I got a very special track.
Oh, good.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer can, I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance da 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 da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings you to Charil. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Hey, Dominic, what a
and we are back.
What a way. What a way to end your time up on here.
Well, Kenny, I've said it before and I'm saying it again here tonight. Val Venus has got to set up.
Yeah, that profile I sent you is him.
Yeah, he's the odd man out in his fucking cover photo pick there. That's it.
Yeah.
The white dude.
Well,
with two black dudes. Yep, he's definitely the bitch in that picture.
You remember a couple of months back you guys were telling me about a radio station where it was a juggalo radio station or whatever, and one of the dudes wasn't even a juggalo?
Yes, yes we do.
What is that radio station?
Muser, I think it is.
Because I thought that this was them at first. He was one of them.
No, that would be Muser. Here we go. Horrible fucking station.
Do they get plays?
Probably not. Everybody knows that they're full of shit.
Full of shit.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to bounce off here. I got some shit I got to do.
Oh, yeah? Like cocaine?
No, not like cocaine, like sleep.
Well, all right then, man.
All right, I'll try to get on that track tomorrow if I can. If not, I'll let you know.
And what track is that?
We're taking over.
Oh, yeah. Take two.
Yeah, take two. All right, man.
All right, peace.
Peace, man. Well, he made good time because we got like 90 seconds left.
And then I'm passing out.
Man, I'm definitely going to pass out.
Not just from the stink of your room.
But I've been fucking ripping ass all night. And I mean literally all night.
Yeah, that's absolutely disgusting. Thank you for sharing.
Well, luckily for me, I've got my window open. It's Ken Shamrock versus Val Venus with Ken Shamrock's sister.
Ken Shamrock's sister.
Yeah. Man, she's got some small titties, though.
The hell's her name? Ryan.
Ryan, but her real name's like Alicia Nicole Webb. I don't know why they decided to call her. They got that, you know, Ken Shamrock's son's name.
I think this girl is obsessed with R2-D2.
Probably is.
Just because everything she wears is R2-D2.
So how about the fact I decided to post it up in all Juggalos chat? Yeah, decided to post his screen. And what I posted was, you know, for any WWE fans in there, you know, I asked them, what's your favorite match and favorite pay-per-view from the Attitude Era? This dumbass in there goes, I'm a fan of WWE. That's not my question, bitch. And I go, I asked, what's your favorite match in pay-per-view from Attitude Era? He goes, ladder matches.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what the fuck, dude? Like, clearly the question is, what's your favorite match and what's your favorite pay-per-view from the Attitude Era? Ladder matches don't count because that's not a specific match.
Jesus,
I mean, like,
Christ.
The match, you know, between...
This chick is pregnant again.
Oh.
Alexandria.
That bitch.
What the fuck, man? This bitch is naked all over the internet. She had a kid. Now she has another kid. What the hell? What do they do all day? Just have sex?
Probably.
It's like this other girl, man. She's always pregnant. She never stops being pregnant.
Well, at least James McCarberry is finally doing something fucking smart for a change. He goes, I am deleting every smash or pass I see.
It's about time.
Hell yeah. But apparently, it's funny because like he goes, but often when it's deleted from my phone, it boots you out. You are not banned. You have to rejoin the post again. Sick of your drama. Man, just start banning everyone that does that shit. Fuck that.
Jeez, it's about fucking time.
Hell yeah.
Big brother always knows best. And then there's this idiot.
Who?
A rabbit.
Yeah. She's just stupid.
Oh, here's some bump pictures. Nope. Cares. I hate seeing pregnant girls.
And you know, this dumbass Taylor Brene Green goes, if y'all are hating on fam for having fun like that, you should look in the mirror before calling them fake. And just pass it up if it's not your thing. This is supposed to be a fam chat for everyone to put their opinions and meet new fam and have fun. not be put down for having fun just because not everyone of them does it. So, in other words, this person's sticking up for the fucking Smasher Pass bullshit.
Who the hell sticks up for something like that?
I don't know.
She didn't have a kid, did she?
Nah, I hope not.
He's a relative. He wants what's best for her. And he knows, quite frankly, Michael, I'm going to let you know a little secret. He knows what every guy that goes out with his sister is after. Don't you know that? What's that? Lenny, what's that? And there's Shamrock right now, right hand to the head of Albinus, and Shamrock tries into this thing, but a rake of the eye by
Valdez. Well, this dude Flacco Bird Chest Slim is definitely gay.
What the hell was the name?
Flacco Bird Chest Slim.
Bird Chest?
Yeah. Could he go
gay with a name like that?
Because he goes, Taylor, what if I posted a pic of half my ball sack and half my face and has to be smash or pass? It's fucking sick. Women don't need to show off skin for attention. It's thirsty. We don't want to see half your tits and a begging smile asking for attention. Man.
Yeah. We really don't need to see bitches with their fucking tongues all hanging out like.
That's true, but there ain't nothing wrong with them fucking showing off their titties, though.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you just really don't need it. Usually when it's a fat bitch. But,
yeah.
You know, them very desperate-looking bitches.
Oh, yeah. But, they'll just... I mean, shit, they look good and they want to show up their titties. And they got some nice titties. Shit, post them up. I'll definitely be glad to fucking steal your tits and then start posting them around everywhere else.
Steal your tits?
Yes.
But speaking of fat girls, man, that catfish episode, man. Why the hell were fat girls so mean, yo?
I don't know.
Like, you ever realize that? Whenever, like, you know, somebody fucking with somebody on the internet, it always ends up being a fat person. Like, why are they so mean?
I don't know.
Like, they will eat your face off and shit.
They definitely will.
Shut up, Michael Cole.
Here's the pin now. Shoulders are down. Straight by Val. And again, Shamrock There was another fucking ass ripper.
Yeah, you probably didn't need to tell me that. I'm shaving half of your head, bitch. What the hell match is this?
Val Venus versus Ken Shamrock with Billy Gunn as the special guest referee at St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
I don't think I've ever seen that match. Wait, you said Valentine's Day St. Massacre. That's when Big Show shows up, right?
Found out.
Like he comes out from underneath the ring.
Yeah.
I seen bits and pieces of that pay per view. There you go. It's a picture of Paige. It says, has a manlier scream than Roman Reigns. That's amazing.
No, what they should do is they should make a picture of Paige and says, even has a manlier scream than Brock Lesnar.
They did. They have one of those, too. But that's awesome, though. This picture is amazing. I like this Paige, Turn the Page, you know, they're big fans of Page and whatnot. They make some funny shit on it.
I don't think I checked that shit out yet.
Yeah, it's one of the hundreds of Page like pages on Facebook.
Man, there's like 1,001. Oh, okay, there we go. Found that one. I'm about to say there's like 1,001 of these ones.
There you go. The moment you realize the second best diva in WWE has a gimmick of an airheaded blonde.
Must be talking about Emma.
That is who they're talking about, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she could be a good diva if they actually, you know, let her be a wrestler.
Yeah. And stop having her do that stupid dance.
Yeah, for the love of God, make that stop.
I mean, sure, she's good. She was good in NXT, though. I mean, you know, she had some good matches.
With Paige.
But, you know, they need to stop. They need to break her and fucking Santino up.
I don't understand why they always give Santino some girl and shit. They don't ever do anything.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I mean, come on, they gave him Beth Phoenix. Which is a stupid. They give him fucking.
Then he had Tamina.
Yeah, Tamina. But I will say this, man. I think the most disturbing match I've seen all day at the St. Valentine's Day Massacre was Gold Dust versus Blue Dust. Blue.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, that Gold Dust versus Blue Meanie, but he's calling for fucking Blue Dust.
Yeah.
Like, that was the most disturbing interview, fucking match I have ever seen in my life.
I'm sure it's not the most disturbing.
Okay, well, the second disturbing.
Do you not remember Do you not remember the tuxedo match with Pat Patterson and Jared Briscoe?
I do.
Or Mae Young that came out in nipple tassels.
But it gets worse than that. It's a hell of a lot worse than that. How about the fact Royal Rumble 2000, they were doing Miss Rumble 2000, and Mae Young came out and literally flashed her tits to everybody. No tassels.
Yeah, then there's that too.
And all because she did that, she became, she won that fucking stupid competition.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I don't know. But, let's see. I don't know, man. They didn't really have too many fucking Divas matches back then either. I mean, they had
some. They had more back then than they do now.
Well, yeah. They had the corporation where it was Kane and China versus fucking D-Generation X. Shamrock just fucking started fighting with everybody. For no apparent reason.
Yeah, Shamrock should come back and fight some people.
Man, he should come back and just fucking kill Roman Reigns.
That too.
Get him an ankle lock and just snap his ankle.
That would be great.
Yes, yes it would.
You can have gay-ass Jack Swagger versus Ken Shamrock.
That would be fucking...
He can show you properly how to use the ankle lock.
Yeah, right? Didn't Shamrock like, have a fucking feud with Kurt Angle at one time?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he did.
I'll tell you what, King. Was like a fucking ankle lock match or something like that? Or a submission match?
Yeah, 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 they did. I forget what that happened, though. Maybe over the limit, I want to say. No, wait. Over the edge. Whatever the fuck that shit's called.
Yeah, I think it might be that. Let's see. And then Billy Gunn came back in and hammered away on the Intercontinental Champion. I cannot believe Ryan Shamrock turned her back at her brother. No, no, it wasn't over the edge. But nonetheless, Val Venus is the new Intercontinental Champion. Because, Shamrock was only there to like 99.
Well, what the hell pay-per-view was it?
I don't remember. But I know it definitely wasn't over the edge because over the edge is when the accident with Owen Hart happened.
What the hell is the pay-per-view I'm thinking of?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, like I have no idea what match that was.
Triple H and X Pac.
It's gonna be me. Like, seriously?
Yes.
Let me see.
Wait, maybe they didn't even have a feud.
Maybe not. So I remember him had like a submission match with somebody. I could have sworn it was Ken Shamrock.
Apparently, Kurt Angle versus Ken Shamrock at Judgment Day 2005.
Maybe. Let me see something here. 2001, 2005. Results. Yeah, no, that didn't even happen there either. It was, Judgment Day 2005 was Booker T versus Kurt Angle. I do too. I remember them having a match.
Yeah, I do.
But, like, you don't see it. Like, you don't see it anywhere.
Maybe we're just making shit up.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I even typed in and there ain't nothing.
Yeah, I have no idea why I remember that, though.
I mean, the thing that came up was Kurt Angle versus Ken Shamrock dream match.
Yeah, that's what came up for me, too.
But no actual results for a match actually ever happening.
Maybe the match I'm thinking of is like Owen Hart versus Ken Shamrock.
Probably. I think that was the match that we're probably thinking of then. Just not replacing Owen Hart with fucking Kurt Angle.
I guess that's what it is here.
Damn.
For the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching at home.
Shut up, Triple H. You sold out, bitch.
Come on, your ass kicked, you big jacked up bitch.
Yeah, can't say that anymore.
Yeah, right. Now we're in the PG era, aka the reality era. I mean, come on, they brought back the New Age Outlaws, but they couldn't really say half the shit they used to say. So it was kind of pointless. I mean, come on, fucking, for fuck's sake. Road Dogg kept censoring himself every time he tried to say Billy Gunn's name. Well, I don't know. But I'm going to go pass the fuck out for work.
All right, bye.
Peace.